Sadat Husseini is an energetic, adventurous, and sometimes philosophical woman who grew up in Kabul, Afghanistan, with her parents and four brothers. In 2017, her parents left Kabul and came to the US because her father was being threatened for his work with the US Army. Atifa and her brother thought that they were coming to the United States with their parents, but at the last minute, they learned that children over the age of 21 were not included on the visa. So they applied for their own visas to come to the United States and stayed in their family's home in Kabul, where they both worked for a contractor that served the US Army. On April 1st, 2021, they heard President Biden's announcement that the US troops would leave Afghanistan by August 31st. At the time, the estimates were that Kabul would hold for 3 months after that. But as the Taliban took city after city, Atifa and her brother and two friends, like many who were associated with the US forces, knew it wouldn't be safe for them to stay. They booked plane tickets to a neighboring country for August 16th, thinking that would be plenty of time to get out of Kabul before the Taliban entered the city. It wasn't. Atifa begins her story on the morning of August 15th.
I woke up with a heart fling in my heart. I knew something would happen today. It was morning of August 15. I didn't know that day what's going on, but I chose to wear something long and black just in case I face any horrible situation. I packed my stuff and went to meet a friend. And after that, I told her to get ready. I'm trying to reschedule our flights from 16 to 15. I'm not feeling good. So I was on the way to the embassy because my passport was with the embassy and that was there for the visa. When I got to the embassy, I saw a lot of crowd around the embassy. That was hard to get into the embassy. But I managed to go there and there was no staff working. It was just security guards. And they actually kicked me out 3 times. And again, I managed to go inside, and at the same time, I got calls from my friends. Taliban is inside the city. They are capturing neighbor by neighbor. Where are you? They may get close to you at any moment. Just get out of there and come to the home. But I was like, I get my passport and visa today, or I will never leave this shit embassy. So I stayed there. I got my passport finally, I got my visa, and I got out of the embassy. But the roads were a chaos. People were like screaming, people were like so stressful and in fear running here and there. They were trying to find cars, vehicles, there was no vehicle on the road. And the place that I wanted to go was on another side of the city. So I just got in on the road, started walking, and I suddenly saw a friend. They had car, fortunately, a miracle, and I got into the car, and we drove to the home. But in the middle of the way, due to a lot of people that they were trying to get out of the city, we faced a traffic jam that lasted for around 6-7 hours. We were in traffic jam for about 6 hours in the car in hot weather, and inside the car for a few hours, I noticed that no one is talking, and there was a heavy silence inside the car. So I was thinking that, okay, this is something that happened and nothing worse can happen. So we are now in hands of Taliban and we are inside the car and I couldn't get my flight, so what else we can do at this situation? So based on my habits, I suddenly told my friends, okay, this happened. Let's take a selfie. At least we have some selfie from these days. And they were laughing, and suddenly the atmosphere changed, and we could spend the rest of the time talking and again laughing to how Taliban will appear, because we heard that Taliban don't take shower, for example, for years. So we were just like trying to time pass and try to control the level of the stress that we had. And finally, it was okay, and the traffic was like open, and we could reach the place that I told my friends and my brother to be there. And when I arrived there, the city was like a zombie city. Like people tried to just be, people with the like larger vehicles, they were trying to roll over other people and roll over other cars, and you know, everyone was like, and no one was helping anyone. They were just trying to save themselves. So it was completely like movies, and it's so scary. When I got home I saw my friends, I told them to pack your stuff. We need to go to the airport now. And they were like, what? You lost your mind? The Taliban is on the way. If we go, they may arrest us. And we are not with Mahram. They were two of my friends. They were two girls without their families inside the Kabul. And Taliban has some like rules that if a girl or lady is not accompanied with a Mahram, who is a family member that should be male, then they arrest and they take it like as a crime. So they were like, we don't have Mahram with us. And if they take me or Atiya, my other friend, with your brother, they may kill all of us. So I was like, I know, but now or never, we should take this risk. So we pack our stuff. We could like find taxis, and we went to the airport on the way. Again, so silence, and we watched the city, despite the few hours ago that there were rush everywhere. No one was on the streets. It was a ghost city. The stores were closed, shops, nothing. So every sound in the city was completely like shut down. And we reached the airport. We were happy. We finally could get inside the airport, and we approached the place that we should deliver our luggage. But suddenly we saw someone coming from backside and shouted and said, we passengers are the only human beings here. There is no one. The planes are here, but the pilots left. They escaped. There is no one here. So we searched everywhere. We went to the airplane, like airport's ground. We searched plane by plane, and we found nothing. And you know, that was like some scenes that I can't remember. There were some duty-free shops that they were like, people broke the duty-free shops and they stole some stuff from there. And, you know, some people left their luggage, some people was stealing from those luggage. So it was completely, it was like scary horror movies. And then we managed to find some like U.S. Army force inside the airport. We approached them, and we tried to board into one of their airplanes. But unfortunately, the airplane was overloaded, and we got out of there. And we were hoping maybe some other airplanes will come. So we stayed inside the airport till morning. But the morning, the firing started between the U.S. Army and the Taliban. And for our safety, we left the airport. And on the way of leaving the airport, we saw very unpleasant scenes. Due to firing, there were blood everywhere, and the dead bodies on the ground that they were stuck and choked in last night's crowd. And many other unpleasant things. When you see blood on the ground, when you see dead bodies, then you think that how they died, and am I the next person, where they are going to shoot from. So those thinking are like coming to your mind, and you are just taking whatever energy you have to just run as fast as you can to just get out of that place. And we fortunately could get out of that place. We went home, and we could arrive safely. But again, in home, we were not safe. My family was so famous in the neighborhood for working with the U.S. They traveled to the U.S. Everyone knew that we are working with the U.S. Army. And we were not safe there. We stayed just one night, and then we changed and shifted our place. And after a few days, my friend called us and said, okay, we want to go to the airport, but whatever happens, we just want to go and get into one of those airplanes. And we accompanied them again, now or never. So we again got our courages and we accompanied them. They came and we got into the taxi and we drove to the airport. And when we arrived there, there was a crowd around the airport. And we knew that because there was all around the news and media that the Kabul airport is not accessible. There are crowds around it and people are dying in that crowd. And moments before getting out of the house and going to the airport, due to the phobia that I have because of something that happened in the childhood to me, I was praying and I was asking God. I was telling God, can you please open this crowd for me as you open the sea for Musa? And then I went to the airport. And we got into the crowd at around 6 or 7 p.m. in the night. And we stuck in there till 6 a.m. Just few steps per hour. And then suddenly Taliban came and started hitting everyone. And just 150 out of thousands of people could get into the airport. And we were among them. And when I saw the soldiers, the U.S. Army Force soldiers, that was the moment of relief. I really was happy. And that time we could finally get into an airplane and come to the U.S. Thank you.